What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.
That's Ice Life.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Don't Drop the Mic show. I'm here tonight with Maximum.
Tell a friend.
Torpedo.
Moscow.
Swatsy.
Wagwan, people.
And Young Cress.
You already know, boy, yes, from the South.
Yeah, my name is Femi Ribisala. I'm the host of the show. And it's all about improvisation, musicals, and educational entertainment. And tonight, we're going to be looking at the beard. Yeah, so a beard is a very interesting thing, as you probably all know what a beard is.
This is amazing.
You know, I can see different versions of beards.
Almost,
you know,
everybody got beards.
Everyone's got some form of facial hair.
I'm a beard, bad beard.
Hair on some level. Yeah, okay, so my first question is this. what exactly does a beard symbolize? What does it mean? What does it convey?
Manhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. What for me, it symbolizes maturity.
Maturity.
Yeah.
So does that mean that if you don't have a beard, then you are not mature?
Doesn't mean like people look at you very young, boy, you don't know anything. But when you got a beard, even if you're 16 years, you get respect, man.
Like take for example me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of smallish in stature.
Don't be lying.
And there were days where I didn't have these beards.
Yeah.
Even though they're not much. Yeah. And trust me, I go out with my friends that I'm way older than, to places where, you know, I am asked to, hey bros, wait now, Alpha, who are you going with? But I'm older than
it
these people.
They
are, yeah, do you understand?
Aye.
But right now I have beards and trust me, man.
Now you go everywhere.
They respect me as
now
bros.
You can enter anywhere.
Man.
So is it like, so Torpedo, what do you think? Is beard like a form of entry? You got the biggest, the proudest beard right now. So you got to tell us something. Yeah.
Slap beard.
With some white strands.
And you know, I have to clout. To anybody who has a beard, it means you're actually quite devout. Which means that you can speak, actually, no doubt.
Preach.
And that following God is my own, you know, action. So the beard to me signifies someone who knows what he's doing in terms of spirit and follows it completely.
But there's a lot of religious association with beards. There's some religions and some where you're not allowed to shave your beard.
Yeah.
You've got to grow it a certain
like
way.
Like the Rasta fire, dry Rasta fire.
I think that's actually the hair on the head. I don't know. Is
it? Yeah. Some do leave your beards because
wherever.
I don't think like I've seen any wherever. Rasta without beards.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure they haven't dreaded down.
Yeah, because I got guys that they dread their beards too. Don't be lying.
Okay. Yeah, Maxi, what is it on me?
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. It's a lot of the dreaded beards. Okay, so let's move into some kind of musical conversation. You know, I'd like to have, you know, some kind of father figure, you know, with Torpedo going to be, you're going to be the dad in this scenario. And then you've got three kids in this scene. And basically, these three kids, they've been told in school, because when I was in school, I was told at some point that I had to shave off all of my facial hair. It's like, it was one of the regulations of school. I was one of those forming bad guy. I grew my mustache. I had to shave everything. I was talking mustache, everything. It was like one of the worst experiences ever. You know, because it's almost like not recognizing your face when you've had, you know. But anyway, so this scenario, you know, so we've probably been told in school that you have to shave your beard. And, you know, you have a problem with that. You're arguing about it. You know, I don't know who's the older brother or younger brother or whatever. You have your reasons for why you want to keep your beard. And dad is saying, no, cut that beard. All right, so let me drop a beat and let's see how this kicks off.
Cut that beard.
All right.
Well.
Kilo Mitzi.
Daddy, good evening.
Kilo Shelle.
Daddy, I want to tell you something. Something with it bother my mind. Daddy, I want to tell you something. That thing, it bother me plenty. Daddy, I did grow some beards and they say make a shave for school and I don't want to shave this beard. Cause all the ladies them love it that way. I swear them love it that way. And I don't wanna shave this beard. My brothers them know. All my brothers them know. I know them too don't wanna shave that beard.
Yeah.
It's the regulation. You must shave.
Do you want to shave your beard?
It's like speculation.
No.
Moving beard is regulation, so you just have to obey the rules. The rules are simulation in relation to the things that you said. It doesn't matter if the beard from your head to your head. You must do the things that your spirit's led. take out the beard because you won't be fed. In this house, I give the rules. Only one with the beard is the one who rules. So the rest of you in this crop are tools. And if you disobey me, you are disobeying fools. So better do the things and don't be scared. Better do the things because you know that you've heard. And what you must do is take off your bird. Take off the bird.
Hey, yo. The beard, they make me feel like big man. The beard, they make me feel like heat man. It's not my fault. Now the beard's giving me my heat man. Better we understand is young Maxi. I know we beat. Beard make me feel like Adam. Saddam. Sorry, I'm bringing it back. I blew my alarm. Young Maxi, this no be Boko Haram. God forgive me, Dad. I don't want to shave because I'm the boy. You understand? I have to go with the wave.
True.
Everything gotta be on place, and you know, say babes go the cheap, so the guys behave. I don't want to do that. I just want to be fresh. It's not my fault, Daddy. Yeah, you already know what is next. The boy is so young and I'm flexing. And Daddy, please tell me what's the next thing. See my BIBI is better than last year's. I will go last year, I go match until the last gear.
You're the last gear, and I feel like gear. And I'll be telling you something about the right wear. And the right wear, better just hear. Maximus, come out that beer from your wear, yeah. Don't need it, don't get conceited. What you will asking is asking to freedom.
Okay.
And they like you just who you are. It's not the beard, it's not the people, it's not even your car. You're special and natural, and you are mine. You're a special guy, Maximus, you're quite divine. So don't let them tell you, don't listen to the swine. You don't need beard or money, you're quite divine.
Aye.
So better listen to me one more time. Remove that beard, remove it fine. And everything will be really fine.
Okay.
Maximus, take your time.
J.I.D. after the reggae is the blues, but you won't use your own. Take spoil the tune. You got beers, Daddy. I follow after you. But you did tell me, say, make I take my tip after you. It's just the beer, Daddy, just a really loved one. You did do me something, when want me cough on. See, I just want a little. Even though say ego bring quarrel, you know me, just little. I told mommy, she told me that I'm the boss. But still, you did try to bring me off. Yeah. You dey try to bring me off upon the toss. I really need that beard cause it make me look so fresh. The beard is my tune, the lyrics is cartoon. I really don't need one, I just need part two. See, I need your beard just to look fresh and fresh. When I go out, them girls they want to toast. It's just the beard, but if I take it out, I lose my virtue. I swear to God, the girls no gonna rush us again. I just need a little beer, Daddy, please.
What you need, young man, is a little bit of money. Not any beard, cause it's not very funny. You're lucky who you are, cause you know it's really sunny. The beard on your face doesn't bring you any money. And I have the beard cause I cared for the afro. That's why I say and I do let it all grow. Let it all grow, cause you know it's like the onso. And it's really righteous, that's why I might go. You, on the other hand, understand the plan. You're still a boy while I am a man. So you must do everything that I say is truth. As long as you are in this house under my roof, you must move the bed and never ever be weird. And I'm telling you this, and I will do it weird. And that's why I'm telling you, and don't be scared, young man, come out the beard.
Okay, daddy.
All right. Okay, so was it safe to say that a beard is a sign of wisdom? You know, that seemed to come across, you know, on some level. You know, we said it was manliness or someone. If you see someone with a beard, does that mean that the person is wise, experienced on some level?
If you get white, some strands of white in it.
Now, but you have to have some white strands
because that tells that person is way older. And
okay, so let me just get this. So you have a pigment issue, and then you know, you have
I don't understand, dude. Makeup's
and then you got a few white strands in your head, and all of a sudden you're wise. I don't get that correlation. Is it ridiculous, or is this because this seems to be a very Nigerian thing? I know definitely the gray hair element, you know, is definitely a part of it, but what do you think?
Yeah, I know they respect people with gray hair or beards and all that, but what are you gonna say about military people? They shape everything.
Yeah,
I think they're wiser than
so they're extremely stupid. Really,
you know what I mean? That's what you think.
No,
trust me.
Apparently,
they're still wise. They don't.
There's
some war. Like,
I mean, there's a reason why they do that, right? Like army people.
I don't really know the reason why. I think it's because they're on the road, so they will not be smelling or something. I don't know why.
What?
One of the. Don't mind me. I'm just kidding. But I feel like they are also wise people, man. They go fight wars for us. They protect our land, territory,
integrity. I think it's completely ridiculous. White hairs, growing a beard. I mean, there's some people that just don't grow a beard. Just doesn't grow. You know, so yeah, I mean, what does that mean? Person stupid just because of that? I don't know. You know, we have a lot of traditions that want us to wonder. Okay, I don't know if you guys have heard about pogonophobia. You guys heard about that? Pogonophobia. Yeah. That is the fear of beards. So there's some people that just have this fear of beards. So they see a beard and they're just petrified.
I think children, babies.
Not just children. It's just like claustrophobia. Babies, people just look like small spaces. Basically. So people that just have a fear of beards. And what do you guys think about that?
I'm pretty sure they're not much.
Yeah, even
they might not be. But
even my girlfriend one time, she told me to take off my beard because I look like a cultist. Just because of beard. So then I was trying to convince her. So I was cutting and cut. But it got to a stage. I know be small picking. I'll go out. I'll stand for BRT. Some guys will be like, I got shift.
But she's not with you now, though. She's
guys, stop this guy. I don't like that question. I beg, mind your business. So I had to, after I left the beard, I had to lock up for like 1 week. I no call her and all that. I stayed away and she was like, okay, I'm sorry, you can leave the beard anyhow. So small, shall we, thank God the ministry is coming back and all that. So beard to me, I think is wisdom. If you have beards, you are wise. Even if you look stupid, you are wise.
But you know, in this fear of the whole beard thing, you know, it came about with the whole terrorism thing and all of that as well. Yeah. I mean, that expanded. I'm sure there are people that are afraid of beards or whatever. But yeah, so there's a lot of people now, like you go, you travel or whatever it is, and you have a beard, they're going to stop you in security. They're going to check you out because they throw you Al-Qaeda or whatever it is.
Boku.
So is it, does it mean that beards right now are getting a bad name? That now it's maybe not even safe to keep a beard? You know, it's not wise. It's not fashionable anymore.
Depends on the way you...
For some Muslims, I think it's necessary. I'm not sure. Like all the imams always have full hair. I don't know how come.
Okay.
You know what I mean, I think it's religiously right to some people to have beards.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
even in Philly, like a religious, for example, element to it. Like in Philly, I think the majority of Muslims there, so you see them a whole lot of beards, like cross kind of looking people. Like that. So I think it has to do with religion too. So
yeah, definitely, there's a religious element. But then now, that's why you have like terrorism is also even associated with a religion now on some level. Yes. Say most Islam people, because of the fact that they keep their beards or whatever it is, that they are now a symbol of terrorism.
We get a bad
just like
rep.
At a point,
we
you know, they shave,
rep. they search us, they put us through so much, and then if you have the additional issue of having an Islamic or Muslim name, you're at that airport for hours, for real. As in, and they have every right to delay you based on your beard and the fact that your name has Islamic connotations. You will be held. There's no airport that they have, except maybe Asia and Singapore, but the States, the UK, they'll hold you.
But I wouldn't blame them though, because I mean they're just trying.
That's
to
a stereotype.
Safe.
I will.
It is a bit of a stereotype. But sorry. I just wanted to centralize this question on you because you have the biggest beard here.
Yes.
So what's your experience?
That's my experience.
Of beard life?
I'm telling you, as in I've been called out of lines before and taken to a room. The next thing, a guy is wearing a glove. There's a large shout from the room.
Why is your name Torpedo? Why are you named after machinery?
I'm telling them that, you know, my flight is about to be called, and they're telling me, sir, you have bigger problems than that flight. And I would have said it's just me on the beard, but also my sister as well, who happens to have an Islamic name.
Okay, I thought you were going to say she has a beard, but go.
No. Let's stick to the name.
And
the same thing. So there's this generalization, you know. So if I have time, I will go with my beard. But if I don't have time, you know, I don't really need the rap. It's better to just shave.
To shave it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I want us to do a song. Yeah. So this song is about, you know, your fear, the fear of beards. So you can take it from a personal level, you can come from it from the angle of, you know, different people's reactions to seeing a beard, you know, whatever sort of direction you feel it goes in. All right, so it's all about the fear of beards. All right, let's go. You can kick it off with Young Crest. We'll go like that.
Yeah. So what it is, beard or no beard, we don't hear. I see so many traumatized, so many things happen because of the beard, we get threatening, huh? See, last time my girl told me you have to take this beard or you gonna be dead. The thing that break me sometimes I imagine, I know for you understand this kind of thing is magic. See, sometimes I keep the beard and I take it out, but still I don't understand. Many times I just comprehend cause I really want the beard, but still we know they come. I don't understand whether they think they work with weather or not. I keep the beard so many people go understand, But still, sometimes I get underrated, like seeing me get next rated. But I just wanna take the bed. Please keep it cool, let me tell you there, cause the beard really makes sense, but properly then, say.
Whoa. See, my auntie, uncle, brapa, auntie, mommy, sissy, everybody wants my beard. They want my beard.
They want my beard.
Auntie, uncle, mommy, papa, everybody, auntie, everyone want my beard.
They want my beard.
They want my beard. You see, my auntie say make I shave my beard, but my baby wants to have that beard on. She wants to have it in the room when it's cozy and touch my beard. I tell my auntie I no want trouble. I tell my papa I no want trouble. My lady loves this beard, and she say make I keep. I don't want no trouble. Mommy, I got to keep this beard.
Doesn't sound like anyone's afraid of it, but go on.
We love this beard, and the beard is the shuffle. Mark from the mind coming to you in a ruffle. That's from the mind, cause it's far for easy. I love my beard, cause I love it, makes me feel queasy. It's easy, cause it's down from the gudgers. When I go downtown, they say Sergeant Rogers. Air downtown, coming from the ground. And when I eat, I better make sure it's not unbound. Life such is living. What you tell it given? Why from the mind, cause I'm coming with the ribbon. The ribbon is the act, and the act is the action. My beard always gives satisfaction.
I don't want to shave my beard. I just want to leave my beard. My beard is going to make you understand. See, maximum don't pass like 20 years. Do the calculation. I'm not stopping. I'm just telling you how it is and tell you what's popping. See, white beards, now respect or wisdom. Then Santa Claus, now the wisest man. Not my fault. I ain't got to say it's young boy. See, I'm just bringing it back. I hope you understand. Bring it back. I ain't got money for Baba. I want to keep the beard, so I got to stay alpha. How far now? Let's say I'll be popsy. I gotta keep the goatee. Feel me?
All right. I don't know. Somehow nobody seemed to be on topic with that one, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just everybody just slipped out of topic. We're just all about, yes, we're just going to say the beard. I love my beard. I'm keeping my beard. It was meant to be about the fear of beards.
Oh, wow. Everyone,
yeah, you see? That's, I even tried to throw it in when you were giving it. I say you did fear. You know, I was trying to give you an example to get on the topic, but somehow.
I want to keep this beard,
okay.
Man.
Beards,
I guess the summary of the story is nobody's letting go of their beard anytime soon. Everyone's holding on to it dearly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to end here on the beard issue. So I guess, so what's the summary of the story? So do we say, maybe I should end with one final question, yeah? Because some of the motivation behind keeping a beard, I guess, is the opposite sex, right? Do you guys feel that women find men with beards more attractive?
Absolutely.
Than without beards?
Absolutely.
Okay, why do you say that?
70%, I guess, based on findings.
Okay.
Because...
I love you say based on findings.
Based on findings.
All right.
Because I have, in my church... I mean, when I used to be like a church boy.
Church now.
Yeah. You know, be church boy again.
I don't.
No, great.
I don't do real small. But when I used to be a church boy, though, like, I have older people who wanted me not to keep anything that has to do with beards. Mm-hmm. And all them babes would be like, this beard suits you. You should keep it and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So. I feel
I'm confused. So the moral of the story is you left the church, grew your beard.
I've got a beard.
Everything was fine.
That's not the reason, though.
Deep.
Okay,
I don't find females for them. They don't really like beard. Maybe it's because of me, man. But I don't understand. I think fits me. But when I was growing up, they really didn't like it because they one time.
Why
did
you not get beard?
Oh my god!
Wait,
oh my god!
Are you trying to come? Are you beefing me? I know you're vegetarian.
No.
I like beard, so I think the love for my beard, that's what's making it come out. I'll say this guy the beef. Ladies, for me, they don't like it, so I had to. I always cut it, but man, I'm matured enough, so that's why I left it. And they are liking it because they don't have choice. As fine as we be now, them they rush us now.
For me, I think, I don't think bears or no bears. I think the woman just believes in the heart or what you say or what comes out of you. I mean, you might have dreads, you might be whatever.
It's all about your real face.
Uche, sweep in the ground, you can tie, do the ponytail with it. But at the end of the day, if you don't have the good mind or whatever, the right potentials.
But you're going somewhere else.
Something must attract you to the
exactly.
Of course, now your appearance first. Your first appearance.
Yeah. But
not great.
Are you going to say ugly people don't get married?
Oh my God.
Okay. Even
if they're not ugly dads or ugly moms.
What?
They're ugly dads now that people get married.
I didn't say person ugly.
And maybe because in Bia Bia twist past the other.
I'm not talking about my dad and my mom. I'm talking about the 21st century.
No, what I'm saying is like,
even if she likes you, they'll get to a point where she feels
your bears does not really matter. Is what you have
then
in
she
you.
Now looking at, she starts looking at your
bears. Okay, it depends on where
you're going. All right. So we're going to end it there. So I guess
if you're handsome, you're handsome.
I like that as like a moralistic ending, you know? It's not about the beard. It's about what's behind the
womanizer. Yeah, womanizer.
It's like what's underneath. It's about what's on the inside that counts. All right. Okay.
Baba
so
is consoling himself.
Okay. So on that bearded note, we are gonna end. we are gonna end the show at this point. Thank you guys for listening. This is Don't Drop the Mic. Peace.
Peace.
What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh. That's Ice Life.